Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Ronnie Rowe.
Tell me, in the past couple of months, have you seen the Aurora Borealis, or if you prefer, the Northern Lights? Nope, I haven't either. But believe me, I would really love to. The photos one sees on the news are just fantastic. I did try. One night I travelled out the road from Ballymena for several miles to try to avoid light pollution and to get a clear view of the sky, but to no avail. Saw absolutely nothing. On a clear night, we're told you can see about 6,000 stars. But how many stars are there in the sky? Well, according to Google, there are 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, and there are 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. So that means there are roughly 200 billion trillion stars in the observable universe. That is a 2 with 23 zeros after it. But that is only what man can estimate. There are far more galaxies that have yet to be discovered. Now, these are just numbers one cannot comprehend. You can't get your head around them, so don't even try. But what amazes me always is how the Bible describes this. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, this is described in just 5 words. He also made the stars. What an amazing God we have. He is so powerful that he just made the stars and put them in the sky as if this was done as a sideshow, and then he continued to create the heavens and the earth. Psalm 147 verses 4 and 5 says, He has decided the number of the stars and calls each one by name. Imagine, God is so powerful he knows each one of the stars individually. And the next verse says, Great and mighty is our Lord. His wisdom cannot be measured. That goes without saying. What a staggeringly wonderful God we have. And you know what? The really good news is, he loves each one of us. He loves us so much. When he saw that we were making such a mess of things, he sent his son to earth to live among us and to show us how to live. And then he died on a cross so that our sins would be forgiven. And we can not only live in union with him here on earth, but we will go to be with him in heaven when we die. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. Jesus coming to live among us and to show us how to live. Now, I know we all like the trappings of Christmas. Cards, decorations, food, gifts and much more. But Christmas is only Christmas when Jesus is the centre of it. He brings the real joy to Christmas. No wonder we say Happy Christmas to our loved ones and to those we meet. So, a very happy Christmas, everybody.